especially, that's kind of taken their team to a new level, hasn't it, offensively?
Yeah, definitely. With Ashawn Jeffery going down, Brandon Marshall's catches have just skyrocketed even more than where they're at. And this is the second team he's played with them on, so they definitely have a good connection. You can tell when they're out there, he's looking for them and he's getting the ball to them. Brandon Marshall is an extremely talented wide receiver, so even when he's covered, he can force a ball in there and he'll come up with the catches. So it's going to be a challenge for us this week.
One of the things I've noticed, too, about Jay is the fact that he can do basically nothing for three quarters. They're in trouble, and all of a sudden in the fourth quarter, he finds something, they find something, and they pull out a win. It seems like, do you see that too?
I mean, you saw that last week with the game in Carolina. They struggled for a good point in that game, and they come back, and the defense makes interception returns, and then they come back and take the drive and move it all the way down the field and able to kick a field goal to win the game. So definitely you saw Carolina making plays on him, but his ability just to continue to fight and make plays, and made enough plays for him to win the game.
Is that something, it seems like that's something that's fairly unique. Usually if a guy has it, he has it, and if he doesn't have it, he doesn't have it. To find it like that in the fourth quarter seems pretty rare.
Oh, without a doubt. Whenever you're able to bounce back off a rough start or however the game may be going, and in the fourth quarter when it's really gut check time and it's time to make a play, if you can be that guy to step up for your team to make those plays and make those throws, and the things he does for their team, it's definitely a unique intangible to have.
When the Bears defense, I want to talk a little bit about that. Is there a sense of, hey, we're here too? Is it, you know, these guys are getting all the attention, they're getting all the publicity, but hey, we got something to prove and we got something to show here too?
Yeah, I believe so. I think that it's football and all of us have pride. And I think you look at the defense, which is very talented, and you look at the statistics that they put up this year, they're just playing unbelievable. And I think for ourselves, we know our statistics aren't the best and we haven't played as well as we think we're capable of. In a game like this, knowing that a great defense is on the other side of the ball, why not go out there and show that you can play some football too? And make some plays.
Thank you. Many teams you haven't played yet, but I believe the Bears, one in the regular season, you said that you're playing what you want to accomplish.
Yeah, I haven't played them in the regular season, but, you know, it's each year you're going to have teams like that, and it's just a matter of watching them all week on film and seeing the things they like to do and finding out what their personnel is and just preparing. And you know you're going to have a challenge each week, so preparing to try to get the job done on Sunday.
You have had Marshall before.
When he was in Miami, we played against him. So, you know, he's a very talented wide receiver, size, speed, can get down the field, can make the catches in the middle. So definitely going to be a tough challenge for us in the secondary.